Where else but at a girls' school can a girl always take center stage, occupy every seat in student government, every spot on the math team, and every position in the robotics club? Whether a girl wants to be an astronaut, an ambassador, an author, an attorney, she needs to know, not just think, but really know deep down, that there's nothing that can stand in her way. That's the incredibly important message girls' schools send to girls each and every day. And that message provides a powerful, relevant advantages and creates the best environments for girls to learn, grow, and develop. I'm Megan Murphy, Global Executive Director of the International Coalition of Girls' Schools, and this is On Educating Girls Shorts, an audio offering from the Coalition that doesn't replace our full-length podcast, but provides practical tips and advice in a short, easily digestible format. And today, we're going to turn to guests and insights from previous podcast episodes to show why girls' schools are more relevant today than ever before. And we're going to look at how environments made for girls create better futures where women lead and succeed.
To me, being connected to the power of your voice means to be able to have the opportunities to share your voice and experiences and being able to lead and make a change. I think like being able to share these opinions and your opinions and work with others and creating a strong community is essential in having power in your voice and having the chances to actually actively make those changes and to learn from your mistakes and to learn from a community and grow. And being curious leads to knowledge, which leads to strength. And I think that as a female in today's world, it's important to trust yourself and what you believe and what you're learning and to take that leap of faith to speak out in order to be connected to your voice.
You've just heard the voice of a student at one of our member schools. The strong community she describes is exactly what we aspire to build at girls' schools. And I think at the heart, girls' schools are places where collaboration, self-assurance, and innovation flourish. We really need young people who are going to help solve the world's biggest challenges in the future. And girls' school graduates display stronger community involvement, greater cultural competency, and increased political engagement. And you might ask, how do we know this? It's because of our research. ICGS has partnered with leading universities and researchers to measure the unique benefits of the girls' school environment. And the data we have compiled throughout many years tells us that women who attended girls' schools feel more empowered and also more likely to step forward to impact their communities than women who graduated from co-ed schools. Our ICGS Global Action Research Collaborative on Girls' Education is the world's first action research program that engages girls' school educators from around the world in collaborative and disciplined and sustained action research. The program helps educators to study and also to refine their teaching practice in real and in meaningful ways so that they're more effectively equipping girls with the tools, resources, inspiration, and also the motivation they need to become the fullest and best versions of themselves. Approximately 150 researcher fellows from across several continents so far have participated in our signature ICGS research program, and they are actively immersed in the vital work of helping girls to become informed, engaged global citizens who lead with courage and with competence and also with empathy. So why do girls benefit from this specific and focused coaching? Jenny Raymond is the executive director of the Harnish Foundation and founder of Funny Girls, a research-based curriculum designed to use improvisational theater games and also strategies to tackle the confidence gap that sometimes we see in girls. She explains more.
The confidence gap the precipitous drop in girls' confidence in those preteen years. Many of our listeners may have already heard about The Confidence Code for Girls by Claire Shipman, Jill Ellen Riley, and Caddy Kay. For those who haven't, and as a review, can you talk a bit about this dip in confidence? When have you seen it surface, and how can a parent identify the signs?
So this is really fantastic research that that team codified a couple of years ago. And as many people have seen as a result of their research, the number of there's a 30% drop in girls' confidence between the ages of 8 and 14. They say more than half the girls they interviewed feel the pressure to be perfect. 3 in 4 girls worry about failing. So all of this is exactly fits in perfectly to the program that I've developed and working with. But basically the effect is girls speak up less in class and they take on fewer risks. They don't participate as regularly as they did when they're younger. And they don't take on leadership roles and they want to be perfect. And if they don't think they can be perfect, they don't want to try. And so we all know this is true. Girls who don't speak up in school grow up to be women who don't speak up at work.
To inspire more girls in speaking up confidently in school and also outside of school, ICGS is really proud to partner with Lean In Girls, a program that has developed a leadership curriculum for teens to explore the girlhood experience. With a balance of strength-building activities and real talk on important topics like bias or allyship, participants learn to embrace their leadership superpowers, and they also learn to reject stereotypes that are limiting. And when girls are introduced to a more expansive definition of leadership, they're more likely to see themselves as leaders. When girls know how to identify and also push back against unfair treatment, they're less likely to internalize those limiting messages. And when girls take positive risks and learn new skills, they feel a powerful sense of agency and also of accomplishment. And the need for this doesn't end once they leave school. Lean In supports the adults in girls' lives too.
On the day Lean In was published 11 years ago, we started Lean In Circles, small groups of women who go after their dreams together. We've just hit an amazing milestone. 100,000 women have started Lean In Circles in over 180 countries. Circles meet online and in person at companies, schools, and construction sites. Women in circles pick each other up and cheer each other on. They learn new skills, like how to get credit for their work and ask for more. And together, they go further in their careers. I hear from women all the time about how their circle helped them go after a promotion, take more risks, and achieve their goals. And so often, circle members lift up other women and push to make their workplaces better. This community never fails to inspire me. I hope you'll consider being part of it and that you'll start your own Lean In Circle or join one. Together, we can help build a better, more equal future for all of us.
It's important to know that girls' schools do not shelter their students from the world beyond their schoolhouse doors. Really, on the contrary, the greater sense of respect that girls feel at girls' schools enables them to better find and use their voices, both in the classroom and in their lives outside of school. We've spoken actually quite a bit about leadership and voice in previous podcasts and audio shorts, but it's not only in social skills and in communication that girls' schools make an impact. Girls' schools actually have a very long history of engaging girls in, for example, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And did you know that graduates of girls' schools are 6 times more likely to consider majoring in these science and technology subjects, and they're 3 times more likely to consider engineering compared to girls who attended co-ed schools. So one would ask, why does this happen? And research tells us that it's beneficial and powerful for girls to see it in order to be it. So when every single student at a girls' school in the advanced calculus and physics class or on the sports team is a girl, there's a clear message that they can excel in those areas. Peer role modeling is a primary reason why girls' schools are producing disproportionately larger number of women in the sciences. So when you hear school for girls, you need to know this is not your grandmother's girls' school. Why is this model still relevant for today and beyond? Well, Liz Schmidt, the Chief Enrollment and Student Affairs Officer at Miss Porter School in Farmington, Connecticut, tells us more.
Isn't the notion of educating girls in a girls-only environment a bit dated? If a parent is considering such an option, what should they know about girls' schools in these modern times?
The social challenges for girls have only continued to mount. There's a lot of research out there that shows that from the early middle school years all the way through the high school years, teen girls experience so much social pressure that they actually put aside their authentic selves and display only a small portion of their gifts. And when you ask girls, you know, have you experienced judgments based on your appearance? Have you felt pressure to feel beautiful or even sexy? Have you experienced a tension between being smart but not so smart that boys feel less important? Have you experienced social exclusion if you don't conform to some of these beauty standards? And do you have a feeling of being less than in the classroom or even through an activity or a leadership role because of your gender? And most girls in their middle schools, in their co-ed middle schools, have experienced that. You know, the research coming out of the International Coalition of Girls' Schools clearly indicates that girls who attend girls' schools are ultimately more self-confident, they're more self-aware, they're more politically engaged and culturally aware, they invest more time in their passions, and they aspire to greater heights than their peers elsewhere. They also experience greater support from their teachers and create more meaningful relationships with their peers over time.
Let's go ahead and dive into more details of the research that Liz mentioned. As a global organization, the International Coalition of Girls' Schools explores data beyond political and geographic boundaries to evaluate and better understand the unique learning environments of girls' schools. In fact, we commissioned a study to learn about the experience of girls participating in the Program for International Student Assessment. This study is undertaken by the OECD, or the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and is considered the leading tool by which to analyze educational systems worldwide. As you're about to hear, there are significant differences reported between students at girls' schools and girls at co-ed schools. Competition is valued more by students at girls' schools, with respondents noting that they worry much less about failure and have higher self-confidence. Classrooms at girls' schools are less disruptive, and students see a clear correlation between effort and also future opportunities. Students at girls' schools found greater satisfaction and also enjoyment in working really hard towards a goal, preferring to persist and to see that goal all the way through until it was mastered. Well-being was noted as a strength at girls' schools, with fewer incidences of bullying, and students were less likely to feel like an outsider, and they reported making friends more easily. Higher aspirations are more common at girls' schools. Students report a clearer sense of purpose and meaning in their lives. Our website, girlschools.org, details a compelling body of facts proven by researchers globally. For example, that girls' school students are more likely than their female peers at co-ed schools to experience an environment that welcomes an open and safe exchange of ideas. Nearly 87% of girls' school students felt that their opinions are respected at their school, and this compares to only 58% at girls at co-educational schools. Additionally, girls' school students display more mental toughness in comparison to girls in co-ed schools. Research shows that individuals with higher levels of mental toughness are more likely to deal effectively with stress, with pressure, with opportunity, and with challenge. And so these figures highlight the profound and positive impact at girls' schools on the healthy educational and social development of girls. If you're interested in learning more, I encourage you to visit our website, which is girlschools.org, to dive into the research. And I hope that these facts and figures validate your choices or inspire you to make some new, more informed ones. And yes, girls' schools prepare students to become women who rise to the highest level of leadership. But more importantly, I think that girls' schools teach students how to build the life they want, not the one that they are told they should have, and to help others to do the same. Thank you so much for tuning in to our shorts series, where we round up the very best nuggets from previous guests on our podcast on Educating Girls, produced by the International Coalition of Girls Schools. If you like this, you will love our full episodes of the podcast, where listeners are offered resources and language tips and programs for educating and empowering the young women by those who educate, work with, and understand girls best. If you're a regular listener, please help others to see this content by sharing it, leaving a comment or a 5-star review. And so for more information on ICGS, please visit us at girlschools.org.